In Argentina, today was the first business day since the sharp devaluation of the peso. Until last night, the Argentine currency was officially worth $1, an exchange rate that was set by law 11 years ago as a cure for hyperinflation. Well, now the so-called dollar peg is history, and the peso is officially worth 71 cents. From Buenos Aires, NPR's Martin Costi reports on how Argentines are coping with the sudden devaluation of their money.
This is the neighborhood of Boedo, traditionally the place to go to hear a good tango. It's also the place to go to buy a refrigerator, as appliance superstores line the main drag. But right now, the showrooms are empty. Polete Ramon, a bored microwave salesman, admits his store has raised prices by about 25% since last week, despite the government's appeal to retailers to hold prices down. But Ramon says it doesn't really matter how much things cost. People simply don't have any money, Ramon says. Even when they need something, they prefer not to spend their last peso. Other prices are going up more slowly. Coming out of a local supermarket, Gladys Tobar says non-imported groceries have increased only slightly.
If we're conscientious and buy only the things we need, and if we avoid buying the things that have gone up, it seems to me this has to work.
This is exactly the kind of attitude that the government is looking for. It's hoping the weaker peso will depress the sales of imports, such as refrigerators and chocolate bars, and boost the sales of Argentine products, such as meat and shoes. The government is more likely to face public backlash over other aspects of its economic plan, especially the decision to maintain a partial freeze on cash withdrawals from bank accounts. The new government says it's considering raising the withdrawal limit, but it admits that it can't risk lifting the freeze altogether. But even on this point, Argentines seem increasingly willing to show some understanding. Gladys Tobar.
On the banking thing, they had to do that. Because if we'd all been able to withdraw our money at the same time, the financial system would collapse. Still, it's not easy, the way they mess with your money and keep you from having access to it. It's unpleasant how they've disrupted our lives.
The government is doing its best to dull the pain of devaluation by freezing utility rates and giving a financial break to people who have debts in dollars. Window shopping for shoes, Alejandro Nicolini says he's willing to give the new government a chance. I think you have to have a little optimism and accept the plan, he says. And Nicolini's aunt, Marta Grassler, agrees. I'll give them 6 months, Grassler says. Given the rapidity with which the middle class has disposed of presidents over the past few weeks, 6 months seems pretty generous. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.